My pleasure. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
A lot's happened since 2009 when you entered Australian Idol and you sang a couple of songs, On My Mind and I'm Not Over. A lot of water has passed under the bridge over the last 11 or 12 years.
Sure has. That feels like a lifetime ago now. But, it's just been, a lot of hard work and chipping away. The last 2 years in particular have been pretty massive since signing to, with Michael Chugg, who's one of the probably, the biggest names in the industry. He's now managing me and signed me to their label. So that's made a huge difference. And we're just, very grateful to now be back, playing some live shows and releasing new music. And I can tell you, we're definitely going to be coming to Tassie early in the new year as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Is that a little scoop? That's great news.
It is a scoop. And I probably shouldn't be letting the cat out of the bag because we're announcing it early November, but we're going to be down at the end of February. So we'd love to see, I know we're going to be doing at least one show on the northwest coast, so that's going to be it's going to be great.
You did mention Michael Chugg, like yourself, he's a Tasmanian as well, and I suppose that name, Michael Chugg, is a household name when it comes to music, like the late Michael Gudinski, who we lost earlier this year. But back on to you, it's certainly been an interesting time of it, hasn't it, the last 12 to 18 months, and it has affected the entertainment industry, so hopefully those shows will go ahead in February as planned. But it has been tough trying to get the music out there during the COVID times.
Yeah, it definitely has been. I mean, I think it's just been a lot about mindset as well and how you adapt to the situation, because it's, there's no doubt that it's had huge challenges, and not just for me but for so many guys that work behind the scenes to make it all happen, whether it's your band or your crew or the guys that go on the road with you. It's a flow-on effect for the whole industry, so it has been pretty full-on. But I guess we've been lucky here in Queensland. It's sort of been like we're on another planet at times over the last few months, because we've been able to go back to doing some shows and we've done some big festivals as well. So it's been nice to finally get back and play live and also get some new music out.
You're born in Tasmania, but you now hail on the Gold Coast. You've been up there for a couple of years now.
We made the move up here a little while ago, but it's funny, I still, call myself a Tasmanian and proud to say that I grew up on the northwest coast and, went to Ulverston High and played all my footy on the northwest coast back in the day. And, it's nothing but great memories. And I think, it's such a beautiful part of Australia. And, I think very lucky to live down there. It's a great spot.
ARIA Award-winning nomination for Best Country Album, Best Performed for the 2021 Golden Guitar Awards, where you were recognised with four nominations there. The 2021 Toyota Album of the Year, Contemporary Country Album of the Year, Male Artist of the Year. You better lift your game. You haven't done much.
Oh, it's funny when you put it like that. And it's weird too, because I remember, as a kid, we lived in Turners Beach, which is sort of in between Ulverston and Devonport, and I used to religiously sit and watch the ARIA Awards every year and loved it, And I guess back in those days, you'd be thinking, oh, man, if I could get nominated one day, it'd be fantastic. So that was definitely a bucket list moment, in the last 12 months to finally have that happen. And a lot of hard work in the lead up. But and interestingly too, the title of that album is called Town of a Million Dreams, and that is sort of a reference back to growing up in Tassie, growing up in a small place, having dreams of what you want to do when you you get older, and that's sort of where it all came from. Yeah, we've definitely very, very wrapped with how it's going. Especially, I think it's nice to see that, mainstream radio is embracing a little bit of country music these days. It's, 5-10 years ago, it would have been unheard of, but yeah. Thanks to the likes of Keith Urban and similar artists, we've been fortunate to get quite a few tracks that will cross over and get played on mainstream commercial radio. So that's been a huge thing. But, I wrote this song during lockdown last year, and I teamed up with two amazing writers over in Nashville, and we just wanted to write a song that was, the ultimate tribute to your partner, and that's the gist behind the song. And as I guess as soon as we finished it, we knew that it was something really special and a little bit different to, you know, some of the stuff that I've released in the past. So excited to finally have it out there, and yeah, very grateful that it's been well received so far.
And due to COVID, it's nice to see you, like a lot of artists, are turning a negative into a positive in some particular way. Rolling Stones magazine made this assessment that 2020 served as something of a bleak year for most, but you're able to turn musical lemons into lemonade, a masterful piece of country pop rock. Come Turn Me On, it's exactly, I guess, the sort of song, as you pointed out, it's a crossover hit. And you was talking about some of the artists too, Lee Kernaghan, also our very own Wolf Brothers as well. You're hearing those artists on commercial mainstream radio and yourself, because I remember hearing a few stations around the country have played Come Turn Me On as well.
Yeah, it's been great. And as I said, you know, it makes a huge difference, and not just for country music, but I think one of the biggest things that has come out of the pandemic, and I know, you know, Michael Gudinski was huge on this, and Michael Chugg is as well, is getting behind homegrown talent. You know, we've got so many amazing artists here in all different genres, and I think it's great that, you know, radio is starting to play more local Australian talent, and it's really refreshing, and it's great for us as well. You know, it's you're getting messages from people like on a daily basis, whether it's they've heard it on their local radio station, or lately it's been, you know, I've just been to Coles or Woolies and you're playing on bloody Coles radio.
Yeah.
And things like that, you know, it's little subtle things, but it makes a massive difference. And it helps us in a big way.
Aisle 3 at your favourite supermarket and finding one of your songs is blasting through the speakers. We look forward to a forthcoming album as too. No date is set for the release of that, but I'm thinking early 2022.
It will be, yes. I'll let you in on a scoop, because, you know, it's Tasmania and we're family. So we're looking at February 25th. As album release, and we'll be coming to Tassie that same weekend. So put it in the diary, and we would love to see you guys.
Like a double jab, we've got double scoops this morning, so I really appreciate that.
Look out.
Casey Barnes, thank you very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.